Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Welcome to our show.
Now, pay close attention.
Because
it's that time of the year again.
What time of year is that?
That special time of year.
It's the holidays, baby.
Taking time out for family.
For the company's gift giving.
Oh, so that's what that is.
Figure out who's naughty and who's nice.
You're gonna get cold for Christmas.
My cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Is it about to begin?
Showtime.
Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere.
I could have showed you all the scars at the start, but that was always the most difficult part. See, I'm in love with how your soul's a mix of chaos and art, and how you never try to keep them apart.
Dermot Kennedy.
I wrote some words and then I stared at my feet. Became a coward when I needed to speak.
One of our headliners for the concert on Saturday night, Deck the Hall Ball.
So when I go, just know
this is one of my favorite songs, just full stop.
To all the stars,
so good.
That light the road. Don't ever leave that girl so
I was listening to him the other night to pregame for Deck the Hall Ball.
Yeah.
He's just so good.
He is, really.
Don't tell me this is all for nothing.
We had heard from our boss, you know, he's doing a couple of shows for our company across the country, and I guess one of the bands had to bow out, I can't remember who it was, so they were sick, and so he expanded out his set, and they were like, just like, didn't even skip a beat. It was just, he just like crushed the show. He's got two sold out nights at the MGM Music Hall coming up next year. And he's the opener for our show on Saturday night. It's wild.
We got lucky booking him when we did. Because if we had tried to book him now, he'd be like, no money to headline that bad boy. Thank you.
He's like, you want me to do what?
Yeah. But he's such a humble and gracious human being.
He is.
So.
How long do you think he'll perform for?
He's doing an acoustic solo deal. He's not doing full band. He's not opening. I think the band Camino is going to open and then him, I think. Do I have that wrong? I can't remember. I saw the list, but I can't remember what the order is now. I think he's doing maybe a half hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
Yeah, I think about a half hour.
I'll take a half an hour.
Yeah. Yes.
Pshaw.
By the way, it's called Outnumbered by Dermot Kennedy. He does open?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting to me.
Why?
I don't know much about the band Camino. Are they bigger than him?
I don't know. It might have to do with his schedule, too. Sometimes it's just like if he has to leave to go to another show, because that plays into it, too. You know, when they can get in, when they can leave.
Right.
It also has to do with how many instruments they're using on stage. Because if the more people using the most go...
The setup is longer. And mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, I saw, I think Andy Grammer's playing before the band Camino.
Yes,
so it goes Dermot, Andy... the band Camino, and then One Republic.
That is correct.
So just because of scheduling and like what Kennedy was saying. It is Thursday, December 8th, 2022. Got a full cold moon out there this morning, Kennedy. Did you see it?
I did. I stop and I have a moment and sit under it and set my intentions and move along with my day.
Did you really?
It's important to do on a full moon.
You're so good at taking a minute. Like
you
I didn't
have
even. I'm in such a rush, I didn't even notice the moon.
Oh, I saw it. I was like, wow.
No, when you walked in the front door, I don't know how you missed it. Staring right at you.
Yeah.
All
no,
in
I
its
saw
great
it was
goodness.
Beautiful. Do you know why it's called a cold moon?
Go on. Because it's freaking cold outside?
In the case of December's full moon, the cold moon is a title. It is a Mohawk name that recognizes the weather that often accompanied it from this time of year. So it goes back to a Native American name. And it also has some astrological meanings, I learned this morning, Kennedy, if that's your jam. So be sure to look that up. It'll be an interesting day for you. Good to see you, by the way. How you doing?
Good to be seeing. Good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Spent my night last night in a parking lot of a lacrosse facility.
Just waiting for Barrett to get done. So you just sitting there and like listen to podcasts or read a book or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to sports?
Yeah, a little bit of all of it, you know. Talk to some friends, talk to some family. You know, it's a good time to catch up. Look at the other moms and dads sitting in the parking lot. The parking lot was packed last night. Nobody wanted to go
home. Nobody went inside.
Nobody went inside, and nobody wanted to go home in between. You know, sometimes if it's close enough, you can drop them off and then go back home. But this is, it was almost an hour drive to get to the facility from the house.
Jeez.
So, leave at 6, get there for practice at 7, sit there until 8, and then not get home until 9.
Kids are a time suck. That's what I'm saying.
Time and money, Dan. Time and money. Well, good morning, producer Dan.
Good morning.
All right, on the show this morning, obviously, we have a brand new War of the Roses. It is Thursday, so we'll have that coming up at 6:15 and 8:15. We do have another pair of tickets to give away for our Deck the Hall Ball. This morning, we are giving away third row tickets, and we will do that in the 7 o'clock hour. We have a new game for you. It's called It's Bleeping Christmas.
Mm-hmm. We've outdone ourselves.
I gotta tell you, this is a good one.
I'm here for it.
Leave it to us. Leave it to us.
True
to
make, pioneers.
You make Christmas dirty. So we're gonna play It's Bleeping Christmas in the 7 o'clock hour, and again, a chance for you to win those third row tickets for the concert on Saturday. And then we'll get an update on how we're doing with our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We'll get in the Good Vibe Tribe in 10 minutes and talk about what happened last night with the Bruins and the Celtics.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. The Celtics get it done again last night. They smoked the Phoenix Suns 125-98.
Sam Hauser's been really good off the bench for Boston. Celtics have 14 made threes. Now 15 is Peyton Pritchard. Gets in. The Boston Celtics were really good tonight. They're up by as many as 45. They scored 125. Could have been a lot worse.
They were winning by 45 points in this game. It's video game numbers right now.
And that's the number one team out west.
Yeah, that team is in first place out there.
We just took a quick flight to Phoenix and said, nope. There can only be one.
Good game on Saturday night, Kennedy, if you're looking for something to watch. We're taking on the Golden State Warriors. Of course, we lost in six to the NBA in the NBA Finals to the Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
Be a nice little measuring stick to see how the Celtics really are doing.
It's a new season.
And the Bruins do it again last night. They win. It's just wild. The start of these two teams at the beginning of the season is an all-timer. The Bruins beat the Avalanche last night. They won that game 4-0. And they will play the Coyotes out there in Arizona tomorrow night at 9:30.
It's really fun to be a Boston sports fan right now, as long as you don't focus too much on football or baseball.
Yeah, because if you're looking at the Red Sox, some pretty sad news yesterday. There were reports out there late yesterday afternoon that Xander Bogaerts was going to re-sign with the Boston Red Sox, and then we all woke up this morning and said, well, that didn't happen. Xander Bogaerts and the San Diego Padres have agreed to an 11-year, $280 million contract,
good
according to ESPN. Of course, he won a pair of World Series while he was here. He made four All-Star teams, including last year. The deal, which runs through Bogaerts' age 40 season, capped a offseason where 18 players have been signed in Major League Baseball to the tune of $1.6 billion.
This one is tough for me. Like, I wanted them to re-sign him. I love him. He's homegrown here. But that contract is great. He's 30 years old. 11 years is the longest term in history, in Major League Baseball history, for a guy 30-plus.
And I was hearing some talk about the you know, that $1 million tax that just got passed here in Massachusetts, that this is now going to be in play for a lot of our athletes because it will increase the amount of taxes they're paying. So if you think about a $300 million contract and they got to pay 10% of that $1 million tax, that's $30 million.
Yep.
That's a lot of money if you're a player to think about when you can go play in Florida where there is
no
tax.
What if you don't live here? that many months out of the year.
Sure.
You really don't have to.
Right. Yeah.
You got a good tax attorney. There's ways around everything.
He's technically, he lives in Aruba. You know, I don't know what the deal is with
and
that.
There it is.
That is different. You can hide some stuff over there, what I've heard. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Hey, drop us a text with a story or a link for the Good Vibe Tribe. We'd love to share them, 617-931-1234. And we would love for you also to make a donation to our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. You can do that at mix1041.com/toys. We are running out of time. We take all the money and we buy toys for the Marine Corps. Well, we give the money to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program, and then they buy all the toys. We had a pretty good day yesterday. We're at about 6,000 toys, and we have today, tomorrow, and then Saturday, and that is going to be it.
Yeah.
So we need to generate a lot of money over the next 3 days to be able to get to our goal of 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Again, mix1041.com/toys. Shout out to a cop in Georgia saved a young deer that got wedged between two bars in a metal fence, and his chest cam got it all on video. It's pretty funny because he walks up to it and he's got the gloves on. He's like, what the heck am I going to do to get this poor deer stuck out in between these two bars? And he just supermanned it. He grabbed the bars, spreaded them apart with his biceps and his chest.
Go off.
And off went the deer. Meanwhile, cops and firefighters in Nevada worked together to save a wild donkey.
Donkey! That was excellent timing.
It wandered into an old mine shaft and got stuck in a 10-foot hole. A hiker spotted it, called it in last Thursday. Rescuers had to scale a mountain with all their gear to get to it. Then they spent hours hoisting it out, released it. It was hungry and dehydrated, but wasn't hurt.
When the donkey was hungry, did he say, I'm making waffles?
The city of Kingston, Ontario, in Canada, just finished up its annual Toys for Tickets campaign. Anyone who got a parking ticket between November 1st and December 3rd could avoid paying by donating a toy instead. Since 2005, they've collected more than 3,600 toys to hand out to kids over the holidays. And a lot of cities are now doing this, apparently. Vegas does this, and so does Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And Kellogg's just announced they've donated 30 million servings of food to food banks across the U.S., of course, with things like cereals, snack bars, and speaking of waffles, Eggo waffles. And Kennedy, Google has released its year-end search stats, and in 2022, it was dominated by, what do you think?
Well, I know the answer because I'm doing
you looked at the story.
So go right ahead.
Okay. Some of the big things were Wordle, elections, and celebrity deaths. Here's a rundown of some of the top searches in the United States. The top news topics were midterm elections, Queen Elizabeth's passing, Ukraine, Powerball numbers, and Hurricane Ian. The top words that we wanted to find: rupee, oligarch, cacao, Homer, and recession. The top how to help other searches were how to help Ukraine and how to help refugees and how to help abortion rights. The top how to pronounce searches, how to pronounce Qatar, and how to pronounce Kiev. I looked for both of those this year. And the most searched games were Wordle, Quirtle, Elden Ring, Hurdle, and
Squirtle. It's a good Pokemon.
Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
You know, sometimes you need to embrace who you are deep down inside, and sometimes you find that out early in life. So here is a cute little toddler realizing that perhaps she is a Grinch.
I'm a bad guy.
You're not a bad guy.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm a Grinch.
You're not the Grinch.
I am a Grinch.
No, you're not.
I'm a baby Grinch.
Oh, my gosh.
I give you Kennedy as a young person.
I'm a bad guy.
You're not a bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm a Grinch.
You're not the Grinch.
I am a Grinch.
No, you're not.
I'm a baby Grinch.
That's a solid villain origin story.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Carson and Kennedy.
All right, so we have Carrie, who is in this morning for War of the Roses. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So what's going on with you and Lewis? What's the issue?
Okay, so I got a doozy for you. So Lewis was out on Thursday with his buddy, which he's been doing since college, and I have no problem with it. They just go like bowling and have drinks and sit at the bar and just kind of like relive the glory days, right?
Sure.
But, well, I didn't have an issue with any of this until last week because I got a very drunk call from him when he was on his way home in an Uber, and he was just being like so cute, telling me how much he loves me, how happy he is that we found each other, and just like all this excitement about our upcoming trip to Florida. But the only problem is, guys, I have no planned trips to Florida. Nothing. We've never even talked about it.
Oh,
maybe it was a surprise and he forgot it was a surprise.
He's not that type.
Maybe he got so drunk he imagined a trip to Florida.
Was he calling you by the right name?
He did. I mean, he just called me
babe. He dialed her number. Stand a reason.
Yeah.
Her picture's by it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you understand how this works. We'll keep you on the line. And Kennedy will pretend to work for his cell phone company, offer up the dozen long stem red roses, and then we'll see who he sends them to, okay?
Okay.
Just make sure during all of this to be very, very quiet. I say that every time. Everybody ignores me. All right, Shelly, are you ready?
I am.
All right. Okay, hold on, Carrie. Shh.
Hello.
Hi, can I please speak with Louie?
Yeah, this is Louie.
Hi, my name is Shelly. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. I just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And I want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
What do you mean free?
I mean, you don't have to pay for anything. It's just something we're doing for our customers. You don't have to pay for a thing. I'll just send them wherever you like.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
What the hell?
So we'll just start with the card, if you could give me the name of the person you'd like to send them to.
Yeah, could you send them to Blake?
I can, and what would you like that card to say?
Say, I'm looking forward to fun and sun, and then like a little wink, winky face emoji at the end.
Uh-huh.
A winky face emoji?
Is that not allowed?
Hang on a second. That wasn't Shelly, Louie. That was Carrie. This is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. It's called War of the Roses, and you just asked us to send roses to someone other than Carrie.
I'm confused.
You sound it.
Why the f*** are you sending roses to another woman? Are you serious? And what is this whole fun in the sun? I don't know. Like, where are you going? What, like, is this maybe Florida? Huh? You liar!
What are you talking about, Florida? What does Florida have to do with this?
Because last week on your boys' night, you called me at home and you started talking about how excited you were about our upcoming trip to Florida. And as far as I know, we have never discussed a trip to Florida.
Okay. Well, it was supposed to be a surprise.
Oh, please. You are so bad at lying. And even if you are planning a surprise, why the f*** would you be sending these flowers to someone named Blake?
Well, she helped me book the flight. And
okay. Just stop all your heads. Seriously. Stop.
Babe, please.
Go to hell or Florida. The same thing.
Shots fired. Florida doesn't deserve that.
Louie.
Yes.
Is it Louis or Louie?
Whatever. I don't care.
It's
He's a bad
cheater.
Liar.
So this is why at the end of all the booze commercials, it ends with drink responsibly.
It's pretty good, Dan.
Yikes.
Wow.
That was awkward. Relive today's War of the Roses and find your favorite by texting ROSES to 20357. Look for a new ROSES next Thursday at 6:15 and 8:15.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Forbes has unveiled its list of the world's 100 most powerful women.
Where did you rank, Kennedy?
Number one.
101. Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
Rihanna placed the highest in terms of some musical ladies at number 73, with Forbes citing her billionaire status and her Fenty Beauty and Savage Fenty businesses as her major achievements. Her current net worth is about $1.4 billion, making her the 2031st richest person in the world. Taylor Swift in at 79, the success of Midnights and all the re-recordings, obviously, and then, of course, all of the ticket sales, put her net worth at $570 million, and Beyonce right behind her at 80. Her net worth listed at $450 million. Woofta. Time magazine has named its Person of the Year, and its Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. They say his success as a wartime leader has relied on the fact that courage is contagious. It spread through Ukraine's political leadership in the first days of the invasion, as everyone realized the president stuck around and instead of running, he stayed. David Letterman traveled to Ukraine in October to interview Zelensky for his Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Interruption. Here's what he said.
Conversation is taking place in the safest part of the city, 300 feet below ground on an active subway platform. I've never done anything quite like this.
Wow. That hits Netflix on Monday, December 12th. The parenting relationship between Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green apparently is heading south. The former couple, who have enjoyed quite civil relations as parents, apparently are making a shift. Megan getting ready to marry Machine Gun Kelly, and she wants their kids to spend more time with her, but Green is refusing anything less than a 50-50 split in raising the children. So I think that might get kind of ugly. I don't know if they live in different places or she wants to go somewhere different, but that's never good. And then Machine Gun Kelly was on with Kimmel last night, and he talked about a funny story. He wanted to bake something nice for Megan Fox because she has a whole bunch of dietary restrictions. So he thought, well, would it be nice if I learned how to cook for her restrictions so that she can always have something nice to eat? But he wanted to make some muffins, but he realized he had no baking pan. And here's what happened next.
And so I go like, oh man, I don't have a baking sheet. So I'm trying to think of who my neighbors are. And we just discovered a new neighbor of ours. Because we heard music one day, and my daughter was like, who lives across the street? I was like, I don't know. They just said they moved in. And so me, Megan, and my daughter went over and knocked on the door, and like Michael B. Jordan answers in like a bathing suit, and like dripping wet and water. Like, what's up, man? And I'm like, dude, wait, you're my neighbor. That's crazy.
Do you have a baking sheet, Michael?
It's a different world, man. So basically said, you know, he's like, I'm not home right now. But like, you know, he said, yes, of course you can have a baking sheet. And then he went on to make the muffins, which were disgusting.
They were warmonger baking sheets.
Yes, they were made of, what is it?
Vibranium.
Thank you.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't even think of, I would go to Walmart if I didn't have a baking sheet.
Oh,
do people knock on their neighbor's door still? That's very nice.
All the time I do that. Although we have now a little bodega right across the street, which really helps. But before we had the bodega across the street, all the time go knock on the next door neighbor's house. Hey, you got any flour? You got a couple of eggs we can borrow?
I don't know why in my head it just feels like 1950.
Like, well, it doesn't happen a lot, I don't think.
We live in black and white, Dan, and we only have AM radio in Charleston.
I'm like, well, I guess I got to go to Target. I don't have a baking sheet.
Pretty much. Or I'm just not going to make it.
I didn't want to have to crank up the car, Dan. Literally, with the crank on the front.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, we'll tell you everything about what's going to happen on The Voice finale and who you will see on your TV screens. Plus, some information came out yesterday about filming on the Wednesday show on Netflix, and now people are mad.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody say good morning to Nisha from Quincy.
Yo, what's up?
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio? Good luck.
Sure thing. Good luck to you as well.
We've got five pop culture trivia questions. You know the deal. You got to get more right than Kennedy to win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 4,771 wins, only 354 losses. Are you ready?
The odds are not in my favor.
Google released their year-end data yesterday. Johnny Depp was the most searched person. Encanto was the most searched movie. And Euphoria was the most searched TV show. Encanto follows which magical family?
The Madrigal?
Question number two. PETA is calling on Elon Musk's Neuralink to stop animal testing. What does PETA stand for?
Ooh. I have no idea.
Question number three. Drew Barrymore says she wants to remake Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Cameron Diaz. Which two actors starred in the original?
Wow, I haven't seen that movie either.
It's a good one.
All-time classic.
They don't need to touch it, Drew.
Question number four. Country star Sam Hunt, turning 38 today, finished the lyric from his biggest hit, Body Like a Back Road. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back like blank.
Oh my gosh, this is a really bad day for me.
And question,
I usually play this one so much better.
Question number five, Time magazine named the president of Ukraine its person of the year. They said his success as a wartime leader has relied on the fact that courage is contagious. Please name the president of Ukraine. You can just give us the last name. It's fine.
The president of Ukraine. I honestly don't know right now.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Is there somebody else in the car with you, Nisha?
No, it's just me and my lonesome self.
She's just working through the questions out loud.
Well, Nisha is solo, just like the number of answers she got correct. 1 out of 5. That is a sooch. Very harmonic sooch there. Kennedy, welcome back. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Google released their year-end data yesterday. Johnny Depp was the most searched person. Encanto, the most searched movie. Euphoria, the most searched TV show. Encanto follows which magical family?
The Madrigals.
We are the family Madrigal. A lot of Madrigal toys at the toy drive this year.
Tied at one. PETA is calling on Elon Musk's Neuralink to stop animal testing. What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
2-1.
Oh.
Drew Barrymore says she wants to remake Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Cameron Diaz. Which two actors starred in the original?
Steve Martin and John Candy. And don't remake it, please. Thank you.
3-1. Question number 4. Steve Martin and Martin Short are going to be hosting SNL this weekend, correct, by the way. Question number 4. Country star Sam Hunt, turning 38 today, finished the lyric from his biggest hit and one of your all-time favorites, Body Like a Back Road. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back like blank.
Cadillac seats.
You know it because you love it.
4-1. Question number 5. Time magazine named the president of Ukraine its person of the year. Please name the president of Ukraine. The last name is fine.
Zelensky.
Yes. Vladimir Zelensky. Is correct.
Yeah, there you go.
That one. Yeah, that guy.
That guy. He's been on TV a lot.
That guy, yeah.
All right, Nisha. We do appreciate you listing and calling into play. Unfortunately, Kennedy gets a win 5-1. You don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Nisha from Quincy, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
Can't believe it's happening on Saturday, our Deck the Hall Ball at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. It is a sold-out show, so we've got One Republic coming in. We've got Andy Grammer coming in. Damn, it feels good to be me, Kennedy.
I'm so excited to see him.
Dermot Kennedy, a special solo acoustic performance from him and a new band by the name of The Band Camino. It's a Saturday night.
It's a hell of a lineup.
We get to sleep in on Sunday, no matter how late we stay out. Let's go. We are asking everybody that comes to the show to bring a new unwrapped toy for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. We have come up with a new game on the show just for the holidays. It is called It's Bleeping Christmas.
Oh, boy. It's Christmas.
We're going to make Christmas a little bit dirty here this morning. We're going to start first. I believe we have Tina from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tina, are you there?
I am.
All right. It's called It's Bleeping Christmas. We're going to do a practice round because we think this one's a little bit hard, Kennedy. And you get to play along with Tina for the practice round, okay?
All right, give it to me.
We're going to play you a piece of audio. There is a word that has been beeped out. You just have to fill in the beep, okay? Are you ready? Here's the first one.
Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Old dear Santa, it well.
What is that word there? That
I don't know that I've ever heard that verse in my life. Old Santa.
Me either.
Filled it well?
Hey.
Down through the chimney.
Just using context clothes.
First
that's the game.
In the little Nell. Old dear Santa, fill it well.
Okay, you got it? You understand the game now?
Oh, boy. It's Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Here is the first one. You got to get all four right to win, Tina. The first one of It's Bleeping Christmas. All right, fill in the beeps.
I don't even know. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. All right, we move on to the next. Let's see. I don't even know who I have here because there's been so many people that have come and gone. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Yeah. Me?
Yes, you.
Hi, it's Maggie.
Hey, Maggie. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
All right. Did you hear this? You want me to play it for you again?
I heard it. I think I can fill in the blank.
What is it?
Figgy.
Sounds a lot dirtier with the beep.
It does. All right, here's the next one for It's Bleeping Christmas.
Join in any reindeer games.
Then one Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
"We are such children." Fill in the bleep, please.
That one's Foggy.
Join in any reindeer game.
That is correct.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came.
All right, that is the third one. That is the second one. You got to get two more right to win the tickets. Take a listen.
Later we'll have some f***ing pie and we'll do some caroling.
Fill in the beat, please.
Pumpkin.
Maggie is a wrecking ball.
I think producer Dan had too much fun putting the beeps into these songs. All right, the last one. This is it. You can win the tickets. All you have to do for It's Bleeping Christmas is fill in this bleep.
Hung where you can see, somebody waits for you. There once for me.
Wow.
That's Kiss.
Hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me.
That is it. You did it. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
You listen to a lot of Christmas music, huh?
I do, yes. I'm a big fan.
Maggie just picked up concert tickets for this Saturday night.
Oh my gosh. I already have an outfit. I manifested this.
That's my girl.
You are kidding me. Did you really? Girl.
Well, I already own a nice outfit, and I was like, this is what I wear. I didn't pick something else.
No, you manifested it. Yeah. That's fine.
That is awesome. Damn, it feels good to be Maggie this morning. Yes. Yeah. Oh, by the way, not only did you get tickets, these are third row tickets. You're going to be sitting right up front, you and a guest. We will see you on Saturday night. It is our Deck the Hall Ball, One Republic, Andy Grammer, the band Camino, and a special solo acoustic performance from Dermot Kennedy. And we are asking, since you're coming to the show, bring us a new unwrapped toy for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, okay?
Of course, I will. I'll bring so many. All
right. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, it's Christmas.
We got to hold on to that game for next year, too, please.
I'm trying to figure out ways to make it happen in other holidays.
Just wait till it's bleeping Easter.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty's the service of New England Ford dealers. Don't miss the Shine Bright sales event happening now. So Jenna Ortega making headlines for the now infamous viral dance number in the Netflix show Wednesday. If you haven't seen it yet, it's really good little series there. And a lot of people recreating the dance moves on the TikToks and the Instagrams and whatnot. However, she recently admitted to having COVID while filming the dance scene. She did an interview with NME and she said she awoke with COVID symptoms on the day of her big scene. She said, "I woke up. I never get sick. And when I do, it's not bad. I had the body aches. I felt like I'd been hit by a car and that a little goblin had been let loose in my throat and that was scratching the walls of my esophagus. They were giving me medicine between takes because they were waiting for the positive result. It didn't come positive until after she filmed the scene, but she struggled to get through it." The fact that she might have had COVID and was performing with a bunch of actors around her is insane to me.
Is it?
What do you mean, is it?
Well,
of course it is. You're putting in danger every single person around you.
I know. I know that mentality has changed, and I think it's just going to be hard to get people to change their mentality. So I don't fault her.
What do you mean mentality?
Well, because I think there was this mentality for many, many years that even if you're sick, you still go to work and you still do your job, and then you figure it out afterwards.
No. She told the people that she, and they gave her a COVID test. The people running the movie should have said, "We're stopping everything until we find out, because otherwise everyone else could have gotten sick and shut it down forever." It's just very irresponsible. I saw a lot of people who work in movie sets, you know, as extras and stuff, and the amount of procedures that they have to go through every day just to be on set, and that this something like this went through is crazy.
Well, I mean, listen, a lot of people aren't even testing anymore.
The way it is on movie sets. Yeah. They are testing, and the fact
but it was negative, right? They were waiting. I mean, what can you do until you get the positive test?
Not do anything if you have symptoms. Yeah. Stay away from other people that you might get sick.
Yeah, I don't want to beat her up too much about it.
And it's not. I don't think it's her. I think it's the people running the show. Do you know what I mean? That they still asked her to. You know, I just think that that's irresponsible. In my opinion. In any event, Wednesday's two-hour The Voice finale will feature a big amount of guest stars to celebrate the winner of season two. A winner will emerge after the final showdown between finalists Bodie, Omar, Jose Cardona, Berdan Leip, Bryce Leatherwood and Morgan Miles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you run this down again real quick? Because I've been watching this. What are the names again? I was loading the music. Sorry.
Bodie.
Okay.
Omar.
Omar's
is
awesome.
It Baredin? Baredin?
How's it spelled?
B-A-R-Y-D-E-N.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, I know how it's spelled. I didn't know how it's spelled.
No, I'm saying Baredin. You had it right when you
Bryce
said
Bryce and Morgan.
Bryce and Morgan. Okay. All right, I got you.
Kane Brown will be performing the title track from his Different Man album with Blake Shelton. Mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson, who will return as a coach for next season, will sing a solo version of her duet with Ariana Grande, Santa Can't You Hear Me. Maluma will sing. One Republic will play. Adam Lambert will be there. Breland will be there. And a girl named Tom will come back to sing again. That will happen on 9 o'clock Eastern on December 13th.
If you get a chance, Kennedy, go to YouTube and search for Omar doing My Heart Will Go On from Celine Dion. Mm-hmm. It was a moment. You would love it. It was incredible. I don't know if he's going to win it. He had to fight to get to this round, I guess. He wasn't one of the original finalists. You know, he had to compete against the others. I think he's the best singer on the competition.
Mm-hmm. Google has released their year-end data, as they do every year, for most searched this, that, and the other. Encanto was the most searched movie. Euphoria was the most searched TV show. Adam Levine, the most searched musician, I imagine, because of that thing that he did. And Johnny Depp was the most searched person. So just for fun, let's look back at those moments where, when Johnny was in court, he made us all giggle.
Johnny Depp reportedly drank heavily and was constantly late on the new Pirates movie set.
Reportedly.
Johnny Depp's star power looks as wobbly as Jack Sparrow on a plank. Did I read that right?
You read that very, very well.
The next one, Hollywood Reporter, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Diminishing Returns of Johnny Depp.
The Hollywood Reporter were very nice to me.
Multi-million dollar lawsuits, a marriage gone very wrong, and a lifestyle he can't afford. Did I read that right?
You did. You should read the article.
It's and the wonderful. Last one, Alison Boshoff reveals why Hollywood's reeling over what's being called Johnny Depp's career suicide note.
Who's Alison Boshoff and how does she know?
I'm sorry, Johnny dunked on that guy multiple times. He was in Amber Heard's lawyer was in way over his head.
It was a time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, everybody, say good morning to Rebecca from The Woo.
Hello.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing great. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
And when I say the woo, I mean...
You too, girlfriend.
I mean the woo-sta, not the woo-burn.
Yeah, I was going to say, in my head, it's woo-burn.
I know. Well, I was thinking like woo socks, you know. Woo! Woo-girl.
I was just going to let you roll with it, whatever.
Yeah. All right, we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we give you $100. You tie. Unfortunately, that is lost for you. Everybody wave at Kennedy. Hi, Kennedy. She's over there. She can't hear us. She can see us. Rebecca, are you ready?
I am.
All right. The song Break My Soul officially went platinum, and the artist celebrated with a new video featuring fans dancing. Which artist released Break My Soul as the lead singer off their album Renaissance?
Beyonce.
Ooh, I was worried about you there for a minute. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was named Movie of the Year at the People's Choice Awards. Who stars as Doctor Strange?
No, you had to ask about a movie I haven't heard of. Nope, no dice.
You haven't heard of it?
Question number 3, Sinead O'Connor, 56 years old today. What is her biggest song?
Nothing compares to you.
Question number 4, Jennifer Lawrence says she was pressured to lose weight by Hunger Games producers. Despite this, she is proud of what Hunger Games accomplished. Which character did she play in Hunger Games?
Katniss Everdeen.
And Netflix's new series, Wednesday, has broken records that Stranger Things previously set. The series has surpassed the record of 411 million hours watched. Which actress stars as Wednesday in the new series?
Oh,
No idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
We watched the first episode. It is enjoyable.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get on the team and watch it because everyone is raving about it.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Rebecca got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Woo. Stop.
Woo.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The song Break My Soul officially went platinum, and the artist celebrated with a new video featuring fans dancing. Which artist released Break My Soul as lead singer off their Renaissance album?
Beyonce.
Have you seen that dance? Can you do it?
No.
Yeah, you haven't seen it?
No.
Samantha, have you seen it? Can you do it? Producer Dan?
No.
Am I the only person that's seen the Break My Soul dance? Well, I'm the only person on the show with any funk in their soul. Tied at one.
You got the most rhythm for sure.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was named Movie of the Year at the People's Choice Awards. Who stars as Doctor Strange?
Benedict Cumberbatch. And you hated the song when it came out, so please.
I didn't say I like the song. I just said I know the dance.
You're definitely the only one who follows viral dances on this show.
Oh my gosh, I can't get enough of them. Sinead O'Connor is 56 years old today. What is her biggest hit?
Nothing Compares to You.
Written by Kennedy?
Prince.
Yes, of course. 3-1 question, or 3-2 question number 4. Jennifer Lawrence says she was pressured to lose weight by Hunger Games producers. Despite this, she is proud of what Hunger Games accomplished. Which character did she play?
Katniss Everdeen.
4-3 question number 5. Netflix new series Wednesday has broken records that Stranger Things previously set. The series has surpassed the record of 411 million hours watched. Which actress stars as Wednesday in the new series?
Jenna Ortega.
Look at you, Kennedy. Nice job.
Wow.
Yep, she's pretty good. She is pretty, pretty good.
She does all right.
All right, Kennedy wins 5-3. Rebecca, that means you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go? I know. It hurts.
All right. My name is Rebecca. I'm from Worcester, but I can't be Kennedy.
I feel like she was buffering there for a second.
Woo!
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a Mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
All right, everybody say good morning to Tabitha from Holbrook.
Hiya.
Hi, Tabitha.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
On my way to work.
All right. We kick Kenny out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Tabitha, can I guess what you do for a living?
Yes, you may guess.
Astronaut.
Oh, I wish.
Lion tamer.
No, I'm not that cool.
Customer service then.
Circus clown.
Somewhat of a customer service. I draw blood at the Red Cross.
Oh, that's fun.
Phlebotomist was my next guest.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
Okay.
You get a lot of people that pass out when you do it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's the
mostly
best.
Mostly men.
I'm sorry. Are you taking a shot at us? Because
yeah.
We deserve it.
I think she called us weak.
I think she did. And then I'm done with it. Yeah. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. You tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over there in Soundproof Studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. The Nirvana Nevermind Baby is appealing the dismissal of his lawsuit. Who is the lead singer for Nirvana? Nirvana.
Cobain.
What was his first name?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to ask all questions about guys.
It was the first concert I ever went to.
You've been to his concert.
You should probably know his name.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain. I don't know.
What did you say?
Kurt Cobain.
Question number 2. Actors who were rejected by Saturday Night Live before making it big include Jim Carrey, Zach Galifianakis, Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, and Stephen Colbert. Jim Carrey was the Grinch in the 2000 live-action adaptation in which he decides to ruin Christmas for citizens of where? What's the name of the town?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm going to have to pass on that one.
Question number three. Serena Williams was the second most searched for athletes in 2022. Which sport does she play?
Tennis.
DC Studios will no longer move forward with Wonder Woman 3. It is unclear why or if there are other plans for the Wonder Woman character. Which actress played Wonder Woman in the first two movies?
That I don't know.
All right, and question number five. Bad Bunny ranks as the number one touring artist for 2022, raking in $373 million. Good for him. Elton John, Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, and Coldplay round out the top five. Where is Coldplay from?
I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Hello, Wisconsin.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tabitha got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Nirvana Nevermind Baby is appealing the dismissal of his lawsuit. Who is the vocalist of Nirvana?
Kurt Cobain.
1-1. Actors who were rejected by SNL? Jim Carrey, Zach Galifianakis, Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, and Stephen Colbert. Of course, Jim Carrey was the Grinch in the 2000 live-action adaptation in which he decides to ruin Christmas for the citizens of where?
Whoville.
Whoville is it. 2-1. Serena Williams, the second most searched athlete for 2022. Which sport does she play?
Tennis.
Who is number one? Anybody know? No? 3-2. Question number four. DC, let's take a guess. What do you think?
Tennis? Wasn't there a big tennis thing this year?
Who would be the number one most searched?
I don't know. Ronaldo, probably.
Ronaldo. Tom Brady. Tom Brady. No? 3-2. Question number four. DC Studios will no longer move forward with Wonder Woman 3. Which actress played Wonder Woman in the first two movies?
Gal Gadot.
That is it. That's wild. That first movie was so good. Can't believe it's just gone.
The second movie was
second one was not.
Yeah, the second one was not good, but... Question number five, Bad Bunny ranks as the number one touring artist for 2022. Also in there, Elton John, Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, and Coldplay in the top five. Where's Coldplay from?
They're from Britain.
Could you be a little more...
England?
There you go. They are from London, England. That is correct.
Nice. For the record, I looked it up, and the most searched athlete ahead of Serena Williams was Antonio Brown, proving that America loves a car wreck.
Oh, wow. He has the wide receiver in the NFL that walked off in the middle of a game after taking off his clothes. Yeah, that was wild. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Tabitha. You didn't pass out, though, so that's good.
That's because she's not a man.
That's right.
She's not a weak man.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Tabitha from Holbrook, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today? Or did you get a mel? If you missed Can't Beat Kennedy today, text CBK to 20357. Can't Beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed.
Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.